We are in Simin Reish Tes. We did Sif Aleph. We're up to Beis, and we'll be doing Beis and Gimel. Sif Beis Lokach Koshel Shecher Omayim Uberach Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagofen. Someone made a Borei Pri Hagofen on water or beer. V'toch Kedei Dibur, and then Toch Kedei Dibur, within three words. Niskar Sheto'o, he realized that he was mistaken. V'yomer Shakol Liyabidvaro, and he said Shakol. V'kachoy Sa'ami Rosso. So this is the way his bracha sounded. Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri Hagofen, Shakol Liyabidvaro. Yotza. Says the Mechaber, the halachi is that you're Yotze. Why are you Yotze? So Be'emes, this is a suffix in the Gemara, if Toch Kedei Dibur works. The Mechaber is paskening that since brachis are a derabanan, suffik brachis lahakal, we will be poshit the suffik of the Gemara lakula. Based on that, the Achronim say, and the Mishtabur brings it, what happens if you were dealing with a daraisa? What happens if somebody ate bread, kadeh seviyah? So we're dealing with his birkas amazon as a daraisa. There, if he made the wrong bracha and corrected it, tol kadeh dibur, there it's going to be a Sveika Daraisa and you're not Yotza. So, the Lamaisa, this halacha is that a tikkun of Toch Kedei Dibur is going to work, that is only in your average bracha that is a Darabanan, but in a bracha that is a Daraisa, so there we will not rely on it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah mentions that there's one case where you will not ruin your benching. So, for example, let's say someone wanted to bench. He starts Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Instead of Hazonas Olam, he starts off Bar Nefashes Rabbos. So there, to be metakin at Toch Kedei Dibur, the Mishnah Berurah says you can't rely on it because it's a Sveika Daraisa if you wait Kedei Sviya. What happens if you started saying Al HaMichya? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Al HaMichya is Me'inyin. Bar Nefashes isn't, but Al HaMichya is Me'inyin Birkas HaMazon. So he says that there you're going to be Yotza. The tikkun Toch Kedei Dibur is not a problem because you were not mafsik with something that is wrong. Now, in a case where when you said the Shem Malchus, you had kavana for the wrong bracha and then ended up saying the right bracha, so we previously learned that you are Yotze. The Bir Halacha brings down that according to Rashi, that's also a suffix. So the Mishnah Berurah he's leaving it as a tzarachian. What happens if someone started benching al das to say bari nefashis? He said Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, and then he chopped that he's about to say bari nefashis. He should really be saying Hazanas Ha'olam. What'll be there? According to Rashi, it's a suffik. As a suffik, since you're dealing with a daraisa, now you'd have to go lechumra. So the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzarachian of what you're really supposed to do. He doesn't really have an answer for you. What happens if somebody was making Havdalah? This, the Mishnah Berurah brings down this case. He was making Havdalah. The order of Havdalah is first you make the bracha on Besamim and then on Ner. By mistake, he started making the bracha of Borei Mi'orei Ha'eish before Besamim. So he said the Shem of Malchus al Das to say Besamim, and then he ended off with Borei Mi'orei Ha'eish. The halach is that you're Yotze B'dieved. It's a bracha de Rabbanan. And the loch is Savik Brachas Lahakel. What happens if he started saying Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Al Das to say Borei Mi'orei'ish, and then he realized that he's supposed to say Borei Mi'nei Besamim? Says the Mishnah Berurah, he should really not. He should really end off by saying Borei Mi'orei'ish, because the Shem of Malchus were Al Das Lomer Borei Mi'orei'ish. More than that, what happens if he ended off and he said Borei Mi'orei'ish? And then he switches afterwards and Toch Kedei Dibur, he says Borei Mi'nei Besamim. He says still L'chatchila, he should go look at his fingers and be nene from the Eish and make the Borei Mi'nei Besamim afterwards. Further now in the Ramah, Hago, Vimhoyu Acherim Shosim Gamkein, V'yayin Lifnehem. This person was making a Borei Pri Hagofen to be motzi a lot of people, and there was wine sitting in front of them. V'da tum gam kein al hayayin, and their das was on the wine. Shahiyasavar Shibakoso Yayin means his das was also on the wine and he thought he had wine in front of him. So meaning there's this one person that's getting up and saying a Barei Pri Agafen to be mostly everybody in the wine that they have. He didn't realize it, but he didn't have wine. He had water. Then he realizes that his Barei Pri Agafen was set on a cup, but he didn't have wine in his cup. If he is later going to drink other wine, he doesn't have to make another bracha. Why is that? Even though it was a mistake. The Rama is learning, since he himself was going to drink other wine as well, and gam hotzi acherim sheshosimo lochein berchoso bracha, his bracha is a bracha. See, his mitzaref two tainim, he holds that each one alone is not enough. Number one, since he was motzi others, and for them it was good, and number two, he himself was going to drink other wine that's in front of him, his bracha is not a bracha levatola, and everyone's yotza with it. Mishnah Berurah speaks out that this Ramah is l'shitaso, but we really hold that you don't need explicit kavana, meaning if he had wine in front of him, even if he didn't have direct kavana to drink that wine, since he could drink that wine, the Bar Pri Agafen is chal on it, and therefore it's not a bracha levatola. Siv Gimel, Kol HaBrachis Im Nistapik Im Birich Im Lav Einam Avarach Lo B'Tchilo V'Lo B'Sof. Since brachas are drabanan, if you have a suffix, if you said the bracha, you don't make the bracha again, even if it's bracha achrona. Chutz Mibirkas HaMazim Pnei Shehi Shel Torah. Except for benching, because that is a daraisa. Mishnah Berurah adds, only if he ate Kedei Sviya. In a case of Me'ein Sholish, where somebody ate Kedei Sviya, a fruit, Mishnah Berurah says that there's a machlokis that may be a da'oraisa, and therefore he's better off eating a little more fruit and being motzi it, or eating mezonis, and then saying ala peiros afterwards.